First up today, the fallout from the defamation battle between WA's Premier and mining magnate Clive Palmer is continuing. As we discovered yesterday, the long-running and highly charged court case over who had suffered the worst reputational damage ended with both men being defamed by the other one. The federal court judge, who was forced to endure and preside over the case, essentially found that it was a waste of the court's time. Notwithstanding that the taxpayers of Western Australia will be paying dearly for all of this, Justice Michael Lee said the court had controversies of real importance to deal with. And cases like this diverted court time from those who have a pressing need to litigate. He then went on to find that both men had failed with their defences and that the game had not been worth the candle, as the judge put it. As a result, Clive Palmer was awarded $5,000 in damages for six defamatory statements made by Mr. McGowan. Then he awarded $20,000 to Mark McGowan for nine defamatory statements made by Mr. Palmer. You'll recall that all this started over a war of words between both of the men who had thrown labels at each other such as liar, threat to the state, traitor, dangerous, so on and so forth. Now, it's unclear exactly how much this legal pantomime of claim and counterclaim will cost us, the taxpayer, but you can be assured it will be in the millions. The legal costs are set to be decided towards the end of next week. We're joined this morning, though, by Barry Goldsmith. Barry is a leading Australian defamation lawyer. He's part of what they call RCR, Rostron, Carlisle and Rogers, has more than 40 years' experience in defamation and commercial litigation. How are you this morning, Barry?
I'm good, Liam, and it's good to be back with you and your listeners again.
Barry, McGowan and Palmer, both awarded damages, very tiny ones. Are they both winners or are they both losers? How do you see it?
Definitely the latter category. I think that they're both losers. The amount of damages, it doesn't enhance the reputation of either of them. The legal costs, as you've said, Liam, they will run into millions. The amounts that they were awarded were basically token amounts.
The conclusion from the judge that the game had not been worth the candle, was that from his side or was he talking about the two litigants?
Well, from a judicial perspective, he's sitting there. On my reckoning, I think that the hearing took about 9 days, or the trial took 9 days. Then you've got all of the other material, all the preparatory work and everything else. The judge would know that the legal costs would amount to millions, and he's just basically found that the exercise just didn't justify or wasn't justified by either outcome.
I want to talk about the Premier's role in this, Barry. Get your comment. Justice Lee made some very interesting remarks about Mr. McGowan's position as a politician. He says that political figures have a position which allows them to further their agenda and potentially influence the course of economic and social policy and current events. But balanced against these considerable privileges, says the judge, are the costs or downsides of a political profile, including the reality that such figures, such as Mr. McGowan, must expect a degree of public criticism, fair or unfair, not usually visited upon other members of the public. Now, I interpret that as a bit of a touch-up, to perhaps toughen up, cop it on the chin, mate. How do you read it?
Well, I think the observation is probably a good one, but to put that in a perspective, I do not have any expectation that Mr. McGowan would have commenced proceedings by himself. And the only reason that he got involved as a claimant was because of the proceedings that were brought against him by Mr. Palmer. So I think that Mr. McGowan's position was just, it was a responsive one. He got sued. And he said, well, I'm going to defend the claim, and also I will bring my cross-claim. But just on Mr. McGowan, of the three principal witnesses, that's Mr. Palmer, Mr. McGowan, and Mr. Quigley, Mr. McGowan probably came out the best of all three.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you there. And that is Mark McGowan's argument, Barry. The Premier says he's dragged into it. In other words, Clive Palmer started this. I didn't.
And it was unsurprising when he did get dragged into it that he was advised, and I think appropriately so, well, you're going to have to defend, so bring your cross-claim as well. And if you balance it out marginally, Mr. McGowan actually got the more favourable verdict than Mr. Palmer did.
Yep. But how do you balance that with the proposition that all this could have been avoided from Mark McGowan's point of view if he'd made those comments in Parliament rather than at a variety of press conferences?
Dare I say, Mr. McGowan's a politician and, having press conferences is part of his job. Mr. Palmer's multi-billion dollar claim is obviously a matter of considerable importance to residents of WA. The new legislation that they introduced, that was obviously a matter of particular relevance. Mr. Palmer he'd gone public. I couldn't really criticise Mr. McGowan for also going public. He was in the ring with Mr. Palmer, and Mr. Palmer, he's a heavyweight. He comes out punching. He's not going to take any prisoners. And I think Mr. McGowan said, "Well, I'm in the ring. You know what? I'm going to box as well."
You know, the third party that you mentioned. Let's talk about that. To me, that's the most troubling part of the judgment. The comments reserved for the state's Attorney General, John Quigley. Now, remember, this guy's the number one law officer in WA. Justice Lee said his evidence, and he's talking about both times because he was allowed to come back, his evidence was both confused and confusing. What do you make of that?
The judge obviously had the benefit of seeing and listening to Mr. Quigley in the witness box, and obviously the evidence that he gave. It wasn't the kind of evidence that one would expect from a law officer being the most senior legal person within a state. Obviously, he gave evidence that was of some concern to the judge. And could I also just say that also what was in evidence in the trial were some messages sent by Mr. Quigley to Mr. McGowan. Let's just say that those messages, we all know that in private, we all send messages that perhaps aren't formal and use some very, very loose language. But I don't think Mr. Quigley got any brownie points for some of the messages that he sent to Mr. McGowan.
No.
They've obviously got views about Mr. Palmer, and a lot of people have views about Mr. Palmer, some support. I think probably more against him. But, some of the messages sent by Mr. Quigley really were not appropriate, even if they were private messages to Mr. McGowan. Some of the language used, it would not have reflected well.
No, well, it hasn't. They had views, all right. They were big, fat views, and they didn't turn out too well.
The expressions like the fat man on his big, fat ass, everybody's used that language, but I think members of the public would like to think that the language would have been slightly more formal than that pub style language.
It doesn't work out well, Barry. Just finally, how does a judge work out costs when it comes to a decision such as this?
Well, that's going to be the interesting point. I've always loathe to predict, but I have a very, very, very strong feeling the judge is going to conclude when it comes to cost, the judge is going to say this was a complete waste of time by two individuals who are both well-resourced, one from private wealth and the other from government resources. And I think the judge is just going to say, well, a complete waste of time this was. Each party should pay his own costs and basically go away, and hopefully, litigation of this type will not be repeated again.
Yeah. Well, I don't think I don't think you're wrong on that. We'll wait and see, but that would mean that the WA taxpayer would be up for quite a lot of money.
Yeah, and it's definitely going to run into, you know, more than 1 million, and I suspect more than two, perhaps up to 3 million. But yeah, I say I'm not, you know, particularly critical of Mr. McGowan. I say he was dragged into the boxing ring, and there are people who are dragged into a boxing ring tend to come out fighting, and I think, you know, he did what he had to do.
Barry, thanks very much for your time this morning. Good to talk to you.
All right. My pleasure, Liam.
Barry Goldsmith there, one of the leading defamation lawyers in the country from Sydney, 19 minutes past nine. That's how he's seeing that defamation action and the end of it yesterday. We'll wait and see what those costs are next week. They're the ones that we'll have to pay as taxpayers. 133 882 is our talkback number this morning.